Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm afraid, like, Sean will throw a chair at me for saying, like, I'm almost afraid to give my sports opinion, and it's a very, I think, fair, solid sports opinion. I don't think it's crazy, but I feel like it could incite violence, so
would
I want to be very careful.
Would you throw a chair, Sean?
No, I don't think I've ever thrown a chair in my life.
Could you lift a chair?
Well, that's insulting.
I'm, course, I'm just asking.
Of course, like, I can lift a chair.
Because you're not. I don't think you're strong enough.
Well, you think I don't move stuff around?
No,
my house?
You're strong enough, but chairs are awkward.
Yeah.
Right? Like especially our chairs, because you pick it up and it starts to spin. And if you don't grab it in the right way, you could end up hurting yourself.
I see what you're cooking there, Barber, but I'll say dogs are awkward to pick up, and I pick up mine all the time.
Well, before I give you the sports opinion, I'm afraid you'll throw a chair at me on. Why don't you come in here and prove that you can pick up a chair?
Yeah. I will. You
pick
know
up
what?
A chair.
I will.
Why don't you hold the chair while I give the sports opinion?
When somebody asks you to do something, you ask how high. So I'm going to ask you before I walk in there, how high you want me to pick up that chair?
To your chest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you're going to throw it at me.
Yes.
Even if you're not going to throw it at me. So lift it up, and as you're lifting it, I'll give you the sports opinion.
Yeah, let's do the blue chair.
Okay,
do
pick the blue that blue chair up.
Yes.
And he's got it up.
Whoa.
Okay, now he's throwing it at me.
Throw it at me.
All right. My opinion is I think the Yankees should very much strongly consider bringing Gleyber Torres back.
Well done. Well,
thank you very much.
Here, I was saying well done to Sean. Not well done to you.
Not my opinion?
No, not well done to you.
By the way, as I said that, he left the studio and said, quote, under his breath, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now, were you Jesusing the, like, that's not a big deal. Or are you Jesusing that you really hate that sports opinion? Like, which one is it?
He really, really, really wants Jazz to be a second baseman.
Actually, I don't.
Really?
I want Jazz to be the Yankee third baseman. Mm. Here's the deal, Evan. That's a great sports opinion to have, but the caveat is how long and how much. I am not, just because he had a great October and a great little end of September, falling into the Gleyber Torres trap where I'm giving him $100 million
No. Well, hold on a second.
If you're telling me a 1 to 3 year, very reasonable deal?
What do you think he's going to get on the open market?
That's a part of why I'm interested in bringing him back. I don't think he's going to get a lot. And I think he's going to be very undervalued for a guy that's, you know, going to turn 28 years old. So he's going to go into his age 28 season. 28 and 29. He's still in his 20s. He had an okay year, not as good as the year he had a year earlier.
Right. Not the necessary year on a contract year.
But here's the main reason why I want to make this case to you. Because I do think the contract's going to be minimal. In fact, I'll give you a prediction if you want it. Mm-hmm. I think he's only getting a 2-year deal.
If he is, then bring him back.
And I think he's going to get $16, $17 million. Like, one of the things I've heard from Yankee fans, in fact, Sean said this to me off air, and I rolled my eyes, just reminded me he doesn't know what he's talking about, is he said, the Yankees didn't send a qualifying offer to Gleyber, that means he's gone. And I don't subscribe to that. Now, maybe privately Brian Cashman wants him gone. I'm not, you know, privy to what Cashman's saying. But just because you don't offer someone the qualifying offer doesn't mean you don't want him back. It means you don't want them back at that price.
But
and
it's
that
only
price,
1 year, dude.
Yeah, but it's $21 million.
Okay, but I'm going to actually take something from Tiki that he says about football, right?
Good.
The cap is fungible, I think is what Tiki Barber says all the time here, right?
Yes.
So to me, the 1 year salary base for the Yankees can be very fungible to them depending on what they do, where they could absorb Gleyber for 1 year and then they really want him back.
It's not as good as a 2-year deal for less money, especially when it brings down the AAV and you're concerned about your luxury tax.
You're saying 2 years for
less than 21 a year, I'd say about 16 or 17. Hmm. Like,
I'd be very pleased if that.
Okay, and that's what I'm talking about. Because obviously, if Gleyber Torres' market explodes and he gets 4 years, $90 million, no, I'm not interested in that. I just don't think that's what his market's going to be. And a part of why I want him back or I'd be interested in bringing him back is, A, I don't think he's as crappy as the way you guys describe him. Like, does he have his issues defensively here and there? Sure. Well, does he have his base running snafus? Sure. But he's a solid, productive major league second baseman.
I'll tell you my problem. And it's not really a problem. It's just, it's the issue.
Good.
And it's the issue that permeates the organization. And it's a lot of it is because of Aaron Boone.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked about this multiple times. We talked about it in the World Series when we were over at Yankee Stadium doing those 5.5 hour shows. How there was just
love to bring that
there
up.
Was like a lack of urgency I felt with this team. And it's because of how this manager talks about this team.
Right.
And I don't know if he talks to the team like that, but I'm assuming he does because that's how they play sometimes. And the perfect example of the everything's going to be all right, we're good, let's just handle things, you know, as they come, is Gleyber Torres.
Mm.
Like, he's the on-field example of what I'm talking about, who is just, hey, look, you know, this is an easy throw to second base. I'm just going to throw it over there. Volpe, sorry, you got to jump to the moon to catch it and don't turn a double play, right? So it's like those little things that you think don't matter, they cost you games.
No, I get you.
And so
I get you.
Aaron Boone speaks that way. Gleyber Torres is that way.
Yeah.
So that's my issue with Gleyber.
I think it's a fair issue. My issue is I want talent. So if you let him walk away, all right, and he steps an offer somewhere else, wherever it is, wherever Gleyber Torres ends up, you now have to replace him. And if you try...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How to replace him with a second baseman, I could tell you, the free agent market is horse bleep. If you try to go to third base, really the only guy worth it is Alex Bregman, who's a big money guy. And yes, Alex Bregman would be an incredible upgrade over Gleyber Torres. There's no debate. But then you start to think about the trade market. And one name that's starting to come up is that, well, the Cardinals may dump out Nolan Arenado.
Or your farm market.
Or you go farm, which, by the way, you know, those guys can get the opportunity anyway. You know, they can still get ABs in different avenues. But you look at a guy like Nolan Arenado, who's 34 years old, look at his numbers last year. Gleyber Torres' numbers were basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I don't feel very good about a guy who's trending down at 34 years old versus a guy who's still 28. Like, he's a big name, and that may excite people. Like, would that excite you, Nolan Arenado, Sean?
I can't lie and act like it wouldn't if I found out they got Arenado.
Okay, I think you're a fool, with all due respect.
I probably
like,
would be. Wouldn't be the first time.
He's trending down. He's 34 years old. It's like collecting an old piece of art. Like, okay. Yes, he's a platinum glove winner. Yes, he used to be awesome. Keyword used to. His OPS was 719 last year, and he's 34.
I think the biggest issue with Gleyber Torres that I have and a lot of Yankee fans have, that's probably a mental hurdle we all need to get over, and the Yankees need to be smart about this, is Gleyber Torres effectively never became basically the prince that was promised.
Right? I agree with that.
Yeah. And I think now that we've lived with Gleyber Torres long enough, we know Gleyber Torres is a good, solid major league player that is infuriating at times, but at times is ultra valuable like we saw in this run. But because he never became the superstar MVP candidate we thought when they traded for him with the Cubs and he came up that first year, we can't get over that mental hurdle. And to us, he's always going to be a disappointment.
You know what that sounds like? Daniel Jones.
Probably right.
I do agree that Gleyber, especially early on, we thought would be a star. And just to give you an example of that, back in the day when DeGrom was dominant and the Mets sucked, there were constant DeGrom to the Yankees sports talk radio discussions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, complete BS. But you remember, guys, when that would happen. DeGrom to the Yankees. And the guy that Met fans would say they would trade Jake for was Gleyber Torres. Mm. And Yankee fans would say, no way.
So that's our guy. No. That's
a quick way to give you the synopsis on how high Yankee fans were on Gleyber Torres.
You don't trade him for a number two starting pitcher in the rotation.
Shut your mouth over there. I think it's not about Gleyber being awesome. It's about the alternative. And I think sometimes we view the alternative as a lot better than what they actually are. There are not a lot of good second basemen, free agents. There aren't a lot of great third basemen, free agents, once you get past Bregman. I think bringing in and acquiring a fossil like Nolan Arenado is a grave mistake, especially if you're Hal Steinbrenner, who doesn't want to just spend money on everybody. So I think it's a part of it is talent. A part of it is how much is he going to cost? And I look around the landscape and I don't know, man. There's not a lot of better options. Now, there are a lot of things you can do with Jazz Chisholm, by the way. You mentioned moving him to second base. I think you said that, Jake. Yep. Absolutely option on the table. The other option on the table, especially if they lose Juan Soto, is Jazz Chisholm's the center fielder. And now you're looking at your infield a little bit differently because you've got,
let's say,
Dominguez in left, Chisholm in center, Judge in right, Giancarlo at DH. And now that money that you didn't spend on Soto, you're going big on the infield, right? Now you're going hard after a guy like Alex Bregman.
His defense wasn't great last year in Miami when he got the chance to play center.
I understand. It's just an option. I'm just saying it's an option.
No, you use his flexibility.
He's also not an outfielder. So
yeah.
I also think with more time, he'll be a better outfielder.
And just like with more time, he'll likely be a better third baseman.
Which is why I want him there.
Right.
Of course. I was excited by his athleticism.
I just believe that Yankee fans, a lot of you guys, have closed the door on Gleyber Torres. I don't think you should close the door. I think you should keep it a little bit adjacent. Because it is a solid option.
Just tired of him. I think that's what it comes down to. Not in a get out of here, we hate you. This isn't like Aaron Hicks. But it is, we're kind of just tired of you not developing.
You're right, and I'm going to give Evan and his IBO keywords and BO there credit. I have operated and left this offseason probably like an idiot, and many Yankee fans probably believed he's going to get a semi-big deal somewhere and the Yankees shouldn't pay that. If Evan's telling me 2 years, 15, then I think every Yankee fan would be very pleased with that.
That's my prediction. I don't think he's going to get a big amount of money. I think Gleyber needs to come off a better year. I mean, he was not coming off the greatest year in the world, so my guess is about 2 years, $34 million. Mm. That's my official guess. Want to write that down or not really? It's Gleyber Torres. Who cares, right?
Am I going to get a text in 2 months going, hey, on November the 16th at 3:44? All right.
Yes, you will.
I think you should just cut everything that we say. So we have it. You never know.
Cut everything we say. We roll on everything we say, so we have it in the annals.
All right. If you have it in the annals, then I want you to play the clip of you the other night arrogantly saying the Knicks will beat the Hawks, no problem. Go
ahead. See, that part of this show actually was cut off because when the hours change, it just cuts off. So we don't have that audio.
Isn't it annals?
Dog once famously said that wrong.
You're right. We've let that slide.
Now you're just saying it wrong.
Yes.
Just a homage to...
Yeah, it's like fan
dogs,
lore.
Anals.
Yeah,
correct. He's paying great homage to the anals of Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Yes,
who doesn't?
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.